You look and sound like garbage,
I
friend.
do not. I sound like garbage for sure because I've been coughing up a storm, so my vocal cords are dead. For sure, I will give you that. But
Yeah, you know,
I don't look that bad.
you know what the like most integral part of a podcast is?
My voice.
Yeah.
Hi, people who miss my voice, you'll have to miss it for another week.
Hi, we've been gone for a couple of weeks for a variety of reasons, but as you can hear, Chan is still
I'm
not
fine.
ready. So this is what I sounded like the first week we missed.
Oh, that's fun.
So yeah, and
And that's when you think you that you had RSV.
yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm positive that I had it, and it feels horrible, and you need to just take some medicine and go to sleep.
So are you gonna release this little bit of podcast where you're
I
just telling me
am.
to go to
No,
go to go to bed?
this is going up. This is going up. This is me. So just for some insight here for the listeners, I had gotten on a preliminary call with Shan in Discord, and I was just like, "Are you sure you're good to do this?" 'Cause she
And
was
I said
like,
it was fine.
and then I was just like, "Okay, but if we get on the Zoom call and you look and sound like crap, and she doesn't look that bad." Doesn't look that bad. Looks a little puffy, a little tired. But you can't, my guy. You can't.
I'm gonna look up RSVP, RSV,
RSVP, yes.
RSVP symptoms. I don't have the runny nose. I don't have a fever.
I didn't have a fever either. The runny nose is a thing, though.
I don't have a runny nose, but I am coughing up a lot of phlegm.
That's the
Like
main
some.
propo that's like the
Oh.
main thing. So
Oh.
I'm 3 weeks like better. I'm 3 weeks out of it, and I'm still coughing up phlegm right now to this day. Go get checked for RSV and get some rest.
I have the appointment set up in the morning. They're
Okay,
gonna call me at
we
9 a.m. and I'll let them know that it has been suggested to me, and I do work with children quite a bit, so people are concerned that I have RSV.
Listeners, we are sorry. We miss you. We miss each other. And this sucks, but we'll see you guys hopefully next week if all goes smoothly and Shan recovers. We love you. Thank you. Don't
Bye.
take antlers on a plane right now.
Don't
It's
take antlers on a plane.
like sick
We had
season
so
out
many
there.
good topics.
I know. I know. You're gonna have to wait to hear about the story of the Harry Potter stunt double who was
That
left
what you sent
paralyzed.
me?
Yeah. So Daniel Radcliffe is doing a documentary called The Boy Who Lived
Love that. Love that
about
for him.
his stunt double during the filming of one of the movies who was actually left paralyzed because of an explosion gone wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's like, giving the spotlight to this dude who like basically took that blast for Daniel. You know what I mean? Like it was a Harry Potter stunt. It should have been Daniel doing it if he was one of those types who did his own stunts, you know? And this poor guy ended up paralyzed. But you're gonna have to wait to hear about that until next week.
I'm so upset. I can't believe you're teasing me like this. Well, fine. You have to wait a week now to hear the story of the person who
Oh,
waited a year to eat.
you sound alive.
I cough. And so
Yeah.
I cough.
And that's the thing is like you're gonna get worked up and like excited about talking about stuff, and that's just gonna cause you to cough more. Which is why we're not doing this.
Fine. I will go. I will go. I will go
Yes.
relax and then I will go to bed early.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.